Hey guys, Rich coming to you here with leavingmaga.org. Got a brand new video for you today, exactly how we recommend speaking and engaging with your friends and family who are still in the thrall of MAGA. You know, you guys are seeing these videos. They're all over the place. Leaving MAGA was actually trending this weekend on TikTok. So to quote a famous movie line, made it, Ma. But in all seriousness, it got me thinking about wanting to do this video here about how to look to rejuvenate these relationships that have been torn asunder by Trump and the MAGA movement. So let me just get right into it here. We've got a five-step blueprint. This is a how-to that I want to tell you guys is not theoretical. It's not abstract. It's actually been applied in real-world situations and has had success. So step number one, okay, and we ask that you follow in this order because it's been the most effective. Step number one is search for relatability personally or perhaps politically. Seek some kind of common ground. You know, if you have a conversation long enough with someone who is in the MAGA community, you're going to realize that you actually have agreement on some issues of importance that affect our lives on an everyday basis. And I know the challenge is trying to get to have a lengthy conversation, but following these five steps, it's going to help you find some of those issues that there is concurrence on them. And there are shared hopes and goals and dreams and fears and anxieties and concerns, so many of the emotions that make up and formulate our political opinion. So that's step one, search for relatability personally and perhaps politically. Step number two, do not attack. This is one that I see all day long on social media. Please, I ask you, refrain from attacking another, even if it's a complete stranger, much less a friend or a relative in MAGA. Try to understand why they believe what it is that they do. You don't have to agree. Seeking a better comprehension of why someone in MAGA believes what they do, that doesn't mean that you have to agree or accept or defend with what they're saying, but it does remind us that those with whom we differ are not our enemies. And that's something that has been a challenge for us at Leaving MAGA. But more and more we find in our conversations when we speak with others and ask them to hold off on attacking, we don't want them to do it. We start to see the results that in fact, people are having more civil, more engaging conversations. And I think one of the reasons we're so polarized is that there is this phobia that if I listen to someone I disagree with, that I'm lending credence to it. But that's actually not the case. So we're working to overcome that phobia. So don't think of this as trying to change someone's mind, because a mind of someone in MAGA is not changed in a singular conversation. And if you hear something that you know is inaccurate, ask them respectfully and gently, where is it that you heard that? Hey, you heard X. Where did you hear that? Or where did you see that? And get them thinking about the sources of information that they're consuming. So that's step two. Don't attack. Try to understand what the person in MAGA believes. Step number three. Okay. And this one, and they're all important, but this is one in particular. If you've gotten past the first two, this is where I find this center part right here is where the conversation can continue or it's going to go sideways. Step number three, ask permission to introduce the possibility of reconciliation. Okay. The person you're speaking to in MAGA is not really expecting any of these five steps, but this one in particular, ask them about the possibility of reconciliation. Ask them to think about their lives and their relationships before Trump and MAGA. At our organization, Leaving MAGA, which you can learn more about us at leavingmaga.org, reconciliation is a really key core component of our work. It's in our mission statement. We see it as really a necessity as part of trying to find harmony with those we disagree with, especially those we have close-knit relationships with. So that's step three, ask permission to introduce the possibility of reconciliation with family and friends. Step number four, don't debate facts and policy, please. It does not work. If debating facts and policy worked, nobody would be in MAGA. Just like if we call others who are in MAGA cultists or some other insult that we can insert here, think about if that's had any effect. If speaking about those in MAGA ill, if that actually worked, if calling them racist and homophobic, etc., if that had an effect, nobody would be in MAGA because there are probably billions of words that have been spoken and penned just like that. So rather than debating facts and policy, open up a respectful back and forth by asking something such as, dear mom, dad, sis, brother, best friend, maiden of honor, best man at your wedding, whomever it is, I understand some of the reasons you wanted another Trump presidency. Do you understand some of the reasons why others didn't want another Trump presidency? Let me repeat that question. I understand some of the reasons why you wanted another Trump presidency. Do you understand some of the reasons why others didn't want another Trump presidency? Guaranteed, I promise you that that question has never been posed. And it gets the person in MAGA also thinking about the fact that they don't have to dehumanize others who might disagree with them as well. And this question just presents an idea that the Trump supporter has almost certainly never had. And it enables you to continue to gently probe their beliefs without being confrontational. And it potentially opens doors that had previously been shut and doors that you may think have been shut permanently, but you'll discover that they in fact may not have been shut permanently, but just temporarily. And then the fifth step here, last but not least in all of this, is after you feel you've made some progress, which is going to probably take more than just one conversation, ask consent to introduce them to the work of Leaving MAGA. Ask them if they're willing to watch the many videos that we have contributed here to the Midas Touch Network about others who left, about friends and family who are just trying to get back their relationships that existed before 2015-16, before Trump and the MAGA movement. You might feel that the MAGA American in your life is a racist or homophobic or unpatriotic, is a fake American, is a fake patriot. But saying these remarks, it's not going to compel them to leave MAGA. So we've got to think about, from an activist perspective, I think that for those of you who are watching, there's a broad consensus on what the goal is. Yes, we want people to leave MAGA. Okay, great. Big consensus on that. I would say even one of unanimity. But we have to think about the process and the methodology. If the methodology is to alienate those in MAGA, then all we're doing is self-sabotaging our efforts. So making these statements about racist, homophobic, misogynistic, it's just going to strengthen the already strong bond that they have with Trump. And the reason for that devotion is Trump is the leader of the MAGA community. So the way to start creating doubt, which is the necessary precursor to becoming empowered to leave MAGA, is you've got to do it through empathy and education. When I started to have my doubts in the summer of 2021, I sought out new sources of information. I said earlier, where did you hear that? I started to ask myself, why do I believe what I believe? Where did I hear what it is that I think and I believe? So the way to start creating that doubt, which needs to happen, and everyone is going to move at a different pace, is through empathy and education. So deploy these five steps. I cannot guarantee success, but I can guarantee failure. The way that people have been speaking to their friends and family in MAGA, whether you want to call it resistance or whatever outreach it is, it hasn't succeeded. this strategy that we're offering you today, it can have success. It has had success. Hey guys, if you like this video, make sure you subscribe and drop a comment down below. Also, feel free to visit us at leavingmaga.org where you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. As always, really appreciate you watching. Thanks so much for your support.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.